and welcome to Fat Chat, the podcast that doesn't glow, it sweats.
So true.
And this week we are going to be talking about staying cool in the summer heat.
I'm Hayley from Curves and Curls, and I could start a fire between these thighs.
Hi, I'm Rifki from Slink Magazine, and I am always armed with my travel size deodorant.
Oh, she's armed. She's carrying. And I'm George from Fuller Figure, Fuller Bust. And like Rifki, I'm always armed with something, but mine is a hand fan. At all times, I have my hand fan.
More on this later.
Yes, definitely. And we just want to give loads of love over to our incredible patrons for supporting the podcast. We really couldn't do this without you. We really couldn't be investing in it in the ways that we are without you. And to remind you that if you would like to join our Patreon, you can join at any time. It's a magical squish to hood. You can support the pod. You get loads of fab extra content. And also we've got things like stickers and cards and all sorts of things like that for you guys. So if you head to the link in the episode notes, or you can find us on Patreon by searching Fat Chat. And we would love to welcome you along, our squishy sisters. And don't forget to follow us on social media. We are at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook.
So it's got really hot out now, which is awesome.
Yes.
Summer is wonderful, but it can also be incredibly uncomfortable, and even more so if you're plus size. I mean, it's just more insulation, isn't it, to just make you hotter.
Yeah. I'm basically a loft. I'm well insulated.
I was going to say whale, but okay.
Yeah, well, all of the above.
I mean, definitely, I think here in the UK, we're not very ready for the hot weather. Despite having grown up in a hot country, I sometimes find it more unbearable in places like London, because mm-hmm. our houses are just made for keeping warm. You know, we've got really thick walls. Everything is, like you say, is about insulation. We've got all this like installed central heating and mm-hmm. thick carpeting. And then when the temperature like rises above 25, we're like, oh my God, it's a sweatbox. London is the grossest place on earth come sometime. Like, once that thing ratchets beyond 26, it's revolting.
It's too much. And obviously it's not just if you're elsewhere in the world, it's obviously, you know, affecting us all. It's just we obviously are speaking about what we experience. It is a lot over here, and you know, there are things that happen when we get hot, dare we say, of course, chub rub. We are sweating. We're maybe
nemesis.
Feeling, yeah, everyone's nemesis. And you know, anyone whose thighs touch, you will probably have winced at me saying chub rub. We get tired, and as we said in the intro, it's not that Britney Spears glow, you know, how she was in Toxic.
I will never get over how hot she looked. I remember being, I think I must have been about 16, and looking at her and being like, I do not look like that when I sweat.
Don't look like that ever.
And I think that's really important to remember, that it's not a peculiarity to being bigger. It's hot out, and like, it's okay to feel uncomfortable because it's hot. It's something that so many people are going through, and I think we're just so conditioned to be embarrassed by it, but like, we shouldn't be.
And if you do feel the heat a bit more because you're bigger, that's okay too. This is why we're going to be breaking it down for you today, to really talk through how we handle
mm-hmm. And of course, guys, everyone sweats. I mean, look at the Pizza Express. I live in Woking. The Pizza Express controversy with Prince Andrew. You know, we found that weird that he said he didn't sweat. That was more weird than us sweating. You know,
I wondered where you were going with this.
Just talking about pizza.
As soon as she said Pizza Express, I knew exactly where she was going. Prince Andrew's armpits.
His sweat-free armpits. We all found that weird. So we all sweat. It doesn't make you dirty. It doesn't make you gross. Of course, we might be self-conscious. We might be worried. We smell her sweat patches. But just remember, it is normal. Your body's actually keeping you cool. It means your body is functioning. That's what that is.
In this heat, you may not always feel like your most glam, but that's also okay. You're not ornamental, and your body lives and breathes and moves and sweats, and that's normal. You don't always have to be the picture of put togetherness. If you're struggling in the heat, that's okay.
And God, I mean, we're all struggling, but huge shout out to those going through the menopause, or who have anxiety, or someone who's taking medication that adds to that and like exacerbates those summer vibes of hot.
definitely. We've definitely seen conversation about that over on our Fat Chat community, our private group on Facebook. I think one of our lovely admins, Michelle, started a conversation about it a few weeks ago. It's normal. Our bodies do different things. You know, we're not all on the same journey. And if you just want to have some solidarity, some sweaty, squish-to-hood solidarity, don't forget to join us on that Fat Chat community. Sometimes just sharing an embarrassing story about a time when you were really sweaty or talking about the side effects of, you know, all those things that we've mentioned, it can just make you feel less alone. So don't forget to join us there. Let's talk sweat, guys. Let's share the awkward. I sometimes find like the best way of deflating an embarrassing situation is sharing it, laughing about it, moving on. Just that was a funny thing that I can tell people.
Take the power out of it.
Like, what have you guys got for me with embarrassing stories? Tell me. Ridicule yourselves for me. I love it.
I don't know if it was super embarrassing. It was really uncomfortable.
We will
and
be
annoying.
The judge of that, Riv. We will be the judge of whether it was embarrassing. We'll let you know at the end of this anecdote.
All right. A couple of years ago, I was shooting abroad in Lanzarote. We would start, I know, so glam. And we would start our day at 4 or 5 in the morning and it was cold. I would put loads of layers on. I don't know why, I'd looked up the weather. It said it was going to be 22 to 25 degrees every day. So I was like, awesome. This was January, by the way. It was just after Christmas. And I was like, oh, amazing. I'll just pack a summer wardrobe. So I got there, but obviously forgot that when the sun is not up, it is not hot yet. So every day at 5 a.m. I would just put on all the clothes I'd brought with me for this trip and I would start the day just literally wearing everything. And then as the day went on, I'd peel layers off. And then there was this one shoot where we'd had to walk for a mile across this rocky beachfront carrying all the clothes and jewellery and accessories and shoes for the photo shoot. And we had to get it done as well before the tide came in, which would make us stuck on the beach. So I'm there.
High stakes shooting. I love it.
Literally, everyone thinks it's so glam. And then the sun's obviously now coming up and it's starting to get warmer. And I'm like, oh, actually, like, okay, a bit hot, taking off a few layers. Started to slightly dehydrate because I didn't want to drink and then need to pee because there was nowhere to go. Realised that we'd sort of stumbled a bit onto a nudist beach. and I'm just there, I'm wearing more clothes than anyone there's probably ever put on, and eventually I was just like baking hot but carrying too much stuff, couldn't really like work out how to like get my jeans off without flashing my entire team. I had a dress on, by the way, so it would have been fine if I'd taken my jeans off. It was just a weird, too hot, too dehydrated, slightly fainty, but still having to like run an entire sheet. And that's the glam life of working in fashion.
I mean, I'd love to hear your version of an actual embarrassing story, because you know that was up there, Rivki. When you mentioned the nudist speech, I was gone. So mine is slightly embarrassing, slightly sweaty. A lot sweaty. So for the uninitiated, if you wear latex clothing, it's not that it particularly makes you hot. It obviously doesn't make you cool like a nice like cotton dress. But latex clothing essentially seals your body so that, you know, we are all like slightly sweating at all times. But obviously with latex clothing, there's nowhere for it to go. Your clothes
aren't tapping and taking
away. Yeah,
like a
really
sausage.
Does. Yes, that is the exact description of how I look when I wear latex. Still love it. Summer 2017. It was a warm day, but I was off to Drag Ball, which is a drag queen event that was on in London. And I, of course, wanted to look like my absolute crazy glam. And I was wearing a bright latex outfit, a top and a skirt that was like super like different colours. I had green hair. I did like big crazy hair. I'm not going to lie, guys, I looked really fucking cool. Yeah,
you did.
Are you going to share a picture?
Cool. I can share a picture with you guys. The thing is, I got very sweaty very quickly because it was very warm in there. You know, it was inside. It was like a performance. There's a lot of equipment, a lot of people. And B, when I went to the toilet and pulled up my skirt to pee, which was a pencil skirt, it then knotted into a band around my waist. I was so hot. And you know where you get that hot where you're like, I can't move. It's exhausting me. I didn't want to mess my makeup up. I had to get my friend who I'd come with to tangle my skirt and pull it back down in the toilet. We were both like sweating. It was so clammy. It was so grim. I was then like, I'm not going to drink again because I can't pee. Rather like Rivki on her shoot, I can't pee. And then I think even on the way home, I just took that skirt off. I had some shapewear shorts on. I was like, I don't care. I can't wear this anymore. I am so clammy. I looked cool. It was worth it. I still stand by it. But my God, do not wear latex in the middle of summer. Do not. Do not.
Do I feel not. Like most people would think that was a poor summer choice anyway. You're like, hey, well, what are you wearing? Cotton summer dress or full latex?
It reminds me of Ross and the pants. Like when he can't get the leather pants, did you like... It's making a paste.
Luckily, I didn't have talcum powder. You are meant to involve quite a lot of talcum powder when you wear latex. No, I just had the strength of Bella. Shout out to Bella to detangle me from my great choice.
God bless Bella, who didn't know you that well. So she knew you pretty well after that.
Very well. She was, had me like a sock puppet. Anyway, Hayley. Top me off.
I'm going to talk to you today about the perils of... sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, thank you, please cue in the sad music now?
That's me. Ooh, that's, and my tiny violin.
That's horrible. So George and I have discussed it many times that we go on these retreats to Turkey. Fingers crossed we'll be getting to go at some point this summer. Thank you, girls. All the fingers crossing. So during our trip, we always go on an amazing boat trip where we basically get on the boat at around about lunchtime and are on it all afternoon. And it's like an open top boat. So we stop at different places along the coast, jump into the ocean to do some swimming. And it's just like a day of tanning. We've always got loud music. It's super fun. Anyway, one of the, I think it might have been our second retreat ever. Mm-hmm. It was, I think. We were on the boat and what was happening was I am so vigilant with sunscreen. I am the palest, pastiest one. And I am always super careful about sunscreen. And George, she laughs at me when we're on the boat. I literally reapply, what, like every 10 minutes.
She refused to go in the water at some points because she's like, I just don't want to have to reapply sun cream.
Yeah, like I've literally just finished putting it on and now we're stopping again. Are you fucking kidding? But I'm so vigilant. I'm such a good girl.
Anyway,
so basically what was happening was I was putting sunscreen everywhere on my legs. And every time I was putting it on my legs, I was sitting up to do it. By the time we got off the boat, I had this furiously red crescent moon at the top of my thighs. And this is when I realized that every time I was sitting up, my generous bottom belly was covering the very top of my thighs and they were not getting sunscreened. So possibly one of the most sensitive parts of my body had been sunscreen free in the sun for like
roasting away
this story. Literally, like I feel it, I feel for you, Hayley. Like it really this story upsets me so much.
It's so bad. But you know how sunburn is, you don't always understand how bad it is. This is with hindsight, I now know exactly what happened, but at the time I was like, I don't know, I was like, oh, the tops of my thighs are really sore. Oh my god, by that night they were phone box red.
We cooked halloumi on them.
Yeah, George was like, bring your halloumi, girls, cook them on Hayley's thighs.
No, really, we would, but holding my hand just slightly away, you could feel the heat coming off them.
Yeah, that's called sexual harassment.
Yeah.
That night I went to sleep and I could not sleep because I couldn't lie in any way but on my back, and I don't sleep on my back, and I couldn't have any covers over me. It was so, oh my god, it was so uncomfortable. My eyes are watering, nothing about it. Anyway, cue to the next day. George had also had an allergic reaction to something in the sea. So
always.
Her face had like swollen up. The two of us, it was like day three of the retreat, we were so fucking grumpy. Everybody was quite tired and was just spending a day in the pool. George and I like basically secluded ourselves in this little, what do you call it? Like a
day bed.
Like a day bed thing. Because we were like, yeah, like gazebo. Because we were like, if anybody else has to be near us, they will just hate us. And we were sitting there having a sulk. But you know when like two people are so miserable that the sulking is fun? This is how it was. Anyway, we decided for some bizarre reason to do an Instagram live, and we found out the most valuable piece of information that the internet has ever given me, which is that there is nothing better than vinegar for sunburn.
What kind of vinegar?
This was just white spirit vinegar, just plain old, like what you'd put on chips. Literally.
They use it actually to wash the bed sheets, top tip. They use it to wash white bed sheets so they don't have to use bleach. So yeah. Another use for vinegar.
Stock up. Ransack your local supermarket.
Right now. Anyway, literally covered some tissues, and then eventually I think I just got like a really soft towel with this vinegar and just sat, basically pickled my minge for the rest of the trip. But I don't give a fuck because it fucking worked. It was, it is so good.
I think it's the acid takes the sting out or some weird shit.
I don't understand how it works. I don't care if it's magic. I don't give a shit. It is amazing. Do not burn and then pickle your minge. Bad times.
Or if you do, Ben, do then pickle your minge. You know, amen. Like Hayley did. Her room, every time I went in afterwards, it was like I was in a chip shop. Jesus.
Probably a great fat smell, and vinegar. Really.
The smell of burnt fat and vinegar. You dick.
Anyway, guys, we want to hear your stories. Maybe, actually, we would love to hear your sunburn remedies. We would love to hear any of that from you guys. Fat Chat Pod, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Now for this week's self-care tip. So, I mean, it's hot out. It's very hot out. And there is nothing more important, I think, during the summer, we all think, than washing, cleaning, and then drying yourself properly. Mm-hmm. Again, it's one of those things that none of us want to talk about. Everyone feels really embarrassed about it. But it's the summer. You're going to get hot. You're going to get sweaty. And that's okay. And we all smell a little bit more in the summer because we're hot and sweaty. So the most important thing that you can do is make sure that you're washing, cleaning, but drying yourself is also really, really important so that you don't get like chafing sores or anything like that. And you can also use powder to prevent chafing and stop things getting too sweaty. You can also use powder to prevent chafing and stop things getting too sweaty. Maybe look up and try Lush's Silky Underwear Powder as a really great remedy as well. And again, if you guys have any really good things for chafing, any creams or powders that you want to share with us, let us know at Fat Chat Pod so that we can tell everybody else too.
And now it's time for some super summer fashion with Riv.
I mean, again, obviously following on from today's theme of the show, it's all about suitable clothing. We talk a lot about fashion and wearing what you want and looking amazing. But sometimes I think summer, and especially this summer in particular, where everything's really topsy-turvy, just go for things that are cool. Go for fabrics that are cool. Look for linens, cottons. Try and say no to polyester where you can.
Just and because, latex?
I mean, latex. Obviously latex PJs, surely. Latex swimwear, I mean, that water will drip right off. No, say no to latex, say no to polyester. The fashion industry's got so much better. Plus size has got so much better, and you can get plus size linen, you can get plus size cotton. And again, I know natural fabrics are that bit more expensive, but I think if you get a nice little capsule of basics, like a really great pair or two pairs of linen trousers, a couple of really nice cotton t-shirts, for those extremely hot days, you are going to be very grateful for them. And I think also we talk a lot about, you know, not being afraid to show off your body and wearing bodycon, also totally cool. But in the summer, I am all about the sack dress because I just want some air floating up there. That is how I like to dress when it's hot.
Risky.
I mean, I don't think we can top that now. So thanks for that fashion tip.
I'm going to link my favorite summer buys that are like cotton and linen or shapeless sack dresses that will keep you cool and airy over on our social media.
We are finding that in a lot of our podcasts, we're doing sort of tips for you guys, bullet point tips, and you guys are loving it. So we are here with more tips this week. Things that you can do to look after yourself when it gets hot as it is right now. Thank God that the summer has come back around.
I mean, you say this, but who knows when this is going to go out. It'll probably be in the middle of the rain and all those, it's roasting hot, we'll get 700 people being like, really, really, bitch?
Where are you? It's cold.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but this is something that every summer that rolls around, I get asked, like, so many people are just like, what do you do in this heat? How do you handle it? So I think mm-hmm. this is super useful.
I think the first thing is just rest. Recognize the heat is going to make you more tired and be cool with that. I mean, God, there's a reason why hot countries like Spain have a siesta, you know.
Amen.
Honor what your body needs and don't push it to be active if you're like too hot and too tired. Get loads of rest, sunbathe with lots of sun cream, have naps, chill, enjoy it, enjoy getting that vitamin D.
Guys, this is my reusable water bottle. I take it
I thought
everywhere.
You were shaking a maraca there.
No, it's my giant water bottle. I love my water bottles. They're actually also, guys, top tip, if you have friends with birthdays coming up, they are such a good present, any kind of reusable thing like that. Get a reusable water bottle. Take it everywhere. Make sure you fill it up. Places like London, when we're allowed back in fully, they are really good at having little like stations in some of the food stalls or in restaurants to like keep filling up that water bottle. Even if you buy a bottle of water, put it in your metal water bottle, it will keep it cold. I cannot stress how important it is to be hydrated. Your skin, your body, your everything will love you. We are just, as they say, plants with complicated emotions. We need water.
Amen. I think next, buy yourself a fan. It's actually a relatively cheap investment. Because we don't use them very long, they last for years and years. I've still got a fan that I bought the first summer I was here, so that's 11 years ago, and it's still going absolutely fine. How much do we spend on heating bills every winter because we recognize the importance of temperature regulation? Mm-hmm. Buy yourself a fan. You will need it. They are relatively small. You can store it away after summer is over, put it in a plastic bag, shove it under your bed, but you will not regret buying yourself a fan. I promise you this.
And not only that, the mini fans. I invested in that when I went to Japan a few years ago, and the humidity when I stepped off that plane, I was drenched. The one that I've got is rechargeable, so not only would I carry the fan, I would carry my little battery pack. Sure, I needed a slightly bigger bag, but I was there not feeling
We always too take sweaty. Them to Turkey. They're amazing.
Mm-hmm. I've got one that plugs into my phone, so you can plug it into your phone and it uses your phone.
That's so clever.
And it was like, I don't know, about £5 on Amazon. You literally just plug it into where you would normally charge your phone.
Let's share that link on the social media, Riv. That's a really good idea.
It's a lifesaver. I mean, not going to be on the tube anytime soon, but next time when I am. Wear suitable clothing. We've talked about this before. It's not just about wearing shapeless tent dresses. But if you want to get your arms out because you're hot, you don't owe it to anyone else not to. You do you. It's summer. It's hot. No one's going to care, and you shouldn't care either. Dress how you need to dress to make the summer better for yourself.
I think that sometimes you can be really tempted to go braless as soon as it gets hot. But to me, I'm like, oh my God, I need to keep those boobs off of my body because they just make me hotter in many different ways. So I would definitely suggest investing in a little cotton bralette just to keep your boobs off your skin and keep that sweat away. I really like the Calvin Klein ones. Obviously that can be a bit of a pricey investment, but they're not that expensive. But yeah, I just have a little look out there. Find yourself a cotton bralette just for like wearing about the house, and you might find that after wearing it for a while, you're like, I'm happy to go to the shops in this. You don't need that big reinforced sweat lace one, but seriously, they are a godsend.
Guys, this tip is probably the most important one, and I don't want anyone to disregard it. This will change your life. It's invaluable. It's actually the secret to happiness, success, and wealth. Eat ice cream. Eat it. Get a friggin' ice cream. Get an ice lolly. It's the fucking Glippo. Summer. If it's not like an ice cream dripping down your arm and a cone that's about to disintegrate because it's packed
full
of
you're being chased by a wasp, obviously.
Yeah. For me, that is summer. I love ice creams, Calippos, all of them. I don't discriminate. I love you all. So yeah.
What's your favourite ice cream, George?
A Feast.
Yes. Yes.
Old school.
But if so it's a good. Non-chocolate one, a Twister.
What's the point of ice cream that's not chocolate?
Well, sometimes you want a little fruity hit before the chocolate.
No.
Yeah,
no.
What about you guys?
I'm Feast. A double ice cream person. Hit me with a Magnum and a Calippo. I'm happy.
Wow, two at a time. Strong.
You have no idea. DP with ice cream.
And Rivki Feast.
Feast every time, every single time. If there is a Feast in that little frozen thingy in the freezer.
The freezer.
And I'm happy.
You need an ice cream, babe.
I need one now. If you wear makeup in the summer, or just wear makeup in general, keep it to the minimum in the summer. Waterproof mascara, bit of lippy. Mm-hmm. I find in the summer, if I like put a face on before I go to work, by the time I get there, it's all come off anyway. It was a complete waste of my time. I may as well have had a bit of a sleep.
Then you put your sunglasses on and it's rubbing it off anyway.
Yeah, it comes off. There's just marks everywhere. So I just don't bother in the summer, really. And then blotting papers. So DHC, who the girls talked about a few weeks ago, they do blotting papers and they're great for kind of helping to keep your face on your face.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Make sure that you have a chub rub solution that works for you. There are so many ways to keep this at bay. We have discussed lots of them over the time. There is loads about this on the Fat Chat community. Maybe you're going to wear a little pair of shorts. Maybe you're going to get some sort of chub rub balm. But you don't need that to add to your woes on top of everything else. It's no longer something that we don't talk about. It's no longer something you have to suffer with in silence. Find the solution that works for you and use that bitch this summer.
And as much as air can keep us cool, fun fact, the best way to cool the human body is with liquid, because we are made of liquid. So it helps if you want to lie in a bath or get in a cold shower. It can really just bring your temperature down.
Listen to George doing science.
This yeah, is so I was fun. Also like, what is going on here? Like
George Nye, the science guy.
George Cox, the science fox. That's me.
Oh, you've been thinking about this.
Yeah, that's me. She's that's rebranding. But yeah, it's the best way to keep you cool. Like, do it. Like, put water on, spritz water on, have a shower, have a bath, have another shower, have another bath. Just make sure that you are feeling, you know, not flustered. In the evening before bed, get nice and cool before you get into bed so you're nice and relaxed. Put the fan on. Oh,
yeah,
the dream.
Dry in front of the fan. That will sort you out.
Well, you lift the titties up in front of the fan and you get a little drying bit under
and
there.
And the belly, yeah.
And the belly.
All I can think of now is like George going from like belts and boleros to Bunsen burners.
Oh. Well, you can do my copywriting for me, Riv, if you want.
Thanks, hun. Be prepared. I mean, I think that's the key thing. If you're going out in the summer, be prepared. Have your water, have your fan, have a little water spray, like either like a little spritzy bottle that you fill up yourself. I think Evian still do those water spray bottles as well.
Yeah. And then the skincare brand do it as well. They're like, amazing.
They're going to be so good for you. Make sure you carry deodorant with you as well, just so you can refresh.
Even for just peace of mind, I find even if I'm not that sweaty, I'm like, I feel like I might smell. So if I put a bit of deodorant on, I feel calmer. I don't feel as sweaty. I just feel better.
Oh my God, yeah, I do it for myself. Like as soon as I get to work, I just have like a little spritz that I feel slightly refreshed after feeling sticky on the tube. Just, you know, top tip. Tissues, panty liners, yeah, just make sure you've got like, have a big old tote bag and fill it with all those summer essentials.
genius. A quick note as well to those on antidepressants, I've been on them for the last 10 years. When I first went on them, I wasn't given a lot of the information about side effects. I'm not really sure why they're not very clear about these things, but they really aren't. And there's so much between how you deal with heat and antidepressants. Firstly, they can make you more photosensitive, which means that you can struggle sometimes in really bright light, and you can end up with like a rash when you do go in the sun. Yeah, like for years I was burning in this really patchy fashion, and it took me ages to find out that this was actually a side effect of the antidepressant. It can make you really battle with heat. It can make you sweat. I had facial sweating for a long time as a result of it, which was something I was really embarrassed about and always thought that like had something to do with my weight, but turned out it was just a medication I was on. So if you are on antidepressants during the summer, like really take care of yourself. Try and maybe read up a little bit about what it is it could be causing for you, or how you might be experiencing the heat a bit differently, because just knowing that can be really, really helpful, and just making sure you take care of yourself, because I think most of us don't have this information and we really could do with it.
Amen. We would love if you've got any more tips, hit us up. You know where we are. We're at Fat Chat Pod, Instagram, Twitter and Facebook, or come and join our Fat Chat community, a secret group over on Facebook. Just search Fat Chat community and we will welcome you with open arms, a little bit sweaty. So guys, as you know, as we tell you every week, as you should be enforcing in your life every time you look at your phone, the only diet you should be on is a social media diet. When you are scrolling, you want to be seeing people and accounts that are making you happy, making you feel good about yourself, making you feel empowered and inspired. And of course, every week we're giving you at least one person that you should be adding to your feed. And this week, oh, she is a babe. But I'm scared I'm going to murder her name. So I will be tagging her. I will be tagging her over on the socials. So she is Gaëlle Prudencio. She is a fucking stunning French blogger. She's a body positive blogger. She's been doing it since 2007. She is just an insanely beautiful woman with amazing fashion, amazing, you know, beauty shots and things like that. She's just inspirational. She's showing you how to dress a gorgeous fat body and doing it in style. So you need to be following her. So remember, we'll be tagging her on our Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. She is our who to follow this week.
And if you fancy more Fat Chat, we would totally love it if you join our Patreon. Your support means everything, and we have lots of exciting bits going on over there. This has been a Secret Recordings podcast. We have new episodes every Tuesday, and next week we're going to be talking about a very specific kind of self-love, masturbation.
The one you've been waiting for.
And don't forget, you can follow us on social media. Come and find us at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook, and also join our Fat Chat community Facebook group. Just search for us on there and you'll find us. And remember to subscribe wherever you're listening to our podcast. And if you're on Apple, make sure you give us a 5-star rating and leave us a review.
So we've had some lovely reviews, and thank you guys. These, honestly, we share them between each other when we get a new one, and we just get such a buzz off your amazing feedback. So thank you so much. This one comes from Baby Doll Rach. It says, a great podcast to laugh along with. The ladies of Fat Chat have lifted me during these difficult times. It's like laughing along with friends. It's the pick me up I need. They give you a talking to when you're feeling down and give you tips on how to make you feel good about yourself. I have binged the podcast in a couple of weeks and have joined the Facebook group. I've been a longtime follower of George. He's helped me grow in self-confidence and love, and has inspired me to help others do the same. Thank you so much, Rach.
Thank you.
That's absolutely lovely.
That made my day. And I have got this one from Fandom Girl, and she says, words cannot describe how much I love and enjoy this podcast. It is so clever, honest, funny, and eye-opening at the same time. Has really made me reevaluate my body issues and my life in general. All my love to the Squishterhood.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That's so nice. That's all we have time for this week.
See you next Tuesday.